of new music here at Radio Way. And right now, we are loving OMYO, the Oxford-based band made up of two chaps, Will and Tom.
Yes, we caught up with Tom recently, and we began to ask how the band got together.
We actually met, it must have been about 3 years ago. We was in a pub at New Year's Eve, and I bumped into Will on the dance floor, and he was like, basically, I used to do a lot of Facebook videos and stuff online of, like, covers and stuff, and he literally came up to me and he was like, do you fancy doing some music and writing some songs? And I was like, yeah, no, that's pretty cool. And and with that, I went back to his house 2 days later, and we sat down there. He had a pack of cashew nuts and a couple of drinks.
Oh.
And we sat there and we wrote our first song, which was 8 minutes long.
Wow.
That's quite long, isn't it, 8 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I've never actually written a song before, properly, my own song. And I was like, I think we might be dragging out a little bit. And we were like, oh, no, it sounds all right. So we carried on and carried on. Anyway, from there, yeah, everything just progressed and went crazy. We started doing some covers and stuff and putting some of our own tunes on YouTube. And we got approached by a few people and, yeah, it sort of escalated pretty much.
Brilliant. So, Tom, I have to ask you, so why OMYO?
It stands for Our Music, Your Opinion.
Okay. Oh, brilliant. Love it.
Got to ask them, what has the opinion been from the masses of your music?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like, to be fair, when we started off, we were kind of, I don't know, we were kind of writing music for ourselves, like just trying to just sort of express our emotions and stuff through our music. And then, yeah, surprisingly, everyone was just like, we love the songs, we can relate to the songs. Our new single, Days With You, which just came out, yeah, everyone was just like, I literally love the song, it relates to my life so much. And it was crazy, really, how people were actually connecting to the music we were writing.
And you've got a real summer feel to it, hasn't it?
Yes, like, yes.
I mean, I'm really enjoying your song. I've been playing it quite a lot lately, actually, on the show.
Yeah.
And the video, filmed in New York. I bet that was an amazing experience, wasn't it?
It's amazing. So we actually went out there and we wrote our first song, Lady, out in New York, and it was in the New Look advert. And that was amazing. I've never been to New York before in my life, and we went there, and it was quite surreal, sort of seeing all, like, Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building, things that you only see on TV. And this in January we went out there and we done the video to our recent single Days of You, and it was just crazy, on top of skyscrapers and driving around in open top cars when it was absolutely freezing.
Wow, that sounds brilliant.
Amazing.
It sounds, I mean, it sounds like you're living the dream right now. So tell me a bit more about New Look, and I understand you did some campaigns for Accessorize as well.
So basically, we just a guy from New Look, who's our friend now, he contacted us on Instagram and he liked the music we were producing. He was like, oh, might have a few opportunities for you. And the first gig we done was at Wireless Festival, and we had to do one song twice because we only had about 3 songs to do of our own stuff.
Did anyone notice?
No, one did know. It was amazing. And then, literally opposite the stage was Drake playing on the stage, which was pretty surreal.
Oh, wow.
I think, like, our first gig was there. And, yeah, and so we done that, and then we were asked to do the first New Look advert, which we released our track to, which was, Lady. And then the next track, the first song was Heaven, and the next track was Lady for the second advert, which we done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just recently, this week, The Mysterious Girl, which is our third single, which is coming out, is... it was in their Accessorize advert. So our friend that was working for New Look has now left, who we made friends with, and now he works for Accessorize. So just released a song for that as well.
Fantastic.
It sounds like you're making friends with all the right people, the people that can get you where you need to, with people in New York and people in the music business, and lots of networking going on.
I think the good thing about, like, our friend Ollie, he's, I think he understands how hard we work, and, like, we're an independent brand, and we've done it all ourselves, and he's basically seen us from the start, and we've progressed so much from when, like I said, from an 8 minute song when we first met in a pub to doing songs now, going out to New York, doing gigs, doing videos for big fashion brands which are in the high street. It's just crazy how things have changed within 3 years.
So I have to ask you, so you're touring, and I saw that you're touring with Soul to Soul, and I have to say I'm so jealous.
Oh, they're amazing. Like, the whole their band's absolutely huge. And the venues, and, like, I've only ever sort of dreamt of playing at these sort of places. We've done a few sort of showcase gigs, and there was, I don't know, one gig we done was only about 20 people in it, and, like, we were like, oh my god, this is quite a lot of people. And then we were doing, like, 1500 people, theatres around the country, Guildford, we just done one in Bury St Edmunds, and it's just surreal, like, actually playing for these, and people are commenting on our Instagram and Twitters and Facebook saying, like, we love you, you're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a massive audience. I saw you had something like 300,000 views of your Days With You single. Saw that somewhere, so, I mean,
I think it's up to about 500,000.
Wow. Wow, that's really good going, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's just me.
That's just Lara playing it again and again and again. She'll be doing that all day. So you're introduced to the world by Hugh Stevens over on Radio 1, so national airplay of your music. That is amazing, isn't it?
It was amazing. We had Charlie Sloth played our first single, actually. We had a remix track, which was in the first New Look advert, which he played, and, Hugh Stevens playing it on there. We've been on BBC introducing their tracks of the week about three times now. And, regular play on there. And it's just crazy. I remember sort of thinking, like, oh, I wonder what's like... And, like, hearing stuff on the radio is quite surreal. Like, my parents are thinking, like, like laughing to themselves, like, listening to my voice.
They're like, hang on, this is like national exposure for you. So, you know, this is pretty big stuff.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, especially, I don't know, like, from how... I was graduating from university 3 years ago, and now I'm supporting people that won Grammys and stuff. It's just crazy.
So if someone said, Tom, you know, sort of 5 years ago, said, you know, you'll be where you are now in 5 years' time, would you have kind of believed it?
No, completely not. But I always had the passion, and I'm always one of these people that always like to sort of push yourself. And I don't know, I think that it's definitely one of the things, if you actually put your mind to it and actually, if you want it. My dad used to be in a soul band. My granddad used to be a soul singer. And it was always something that we had in our family. I always used to sing, but it was never cool for a rugby guy to sing, if you know what I mean. And I don't know, it's quite surreal now. Now it is a cool thing. Yeah. My friends think it's cool.
So what's next? I mean, you're touring, I see. And then
we got another single coming out midsummer. And then hopefully, try and get on support tour with an act, and which would be good to showcase ourselves, and then hopefully bring out the EP and then the album. We've got so many songs, that's the thing, because we've been going for 3 years now without actually being in the limelight. We've been writing and writing and writing, and we've got stacks and stacks of songs, which is good. Like, we've got loads of material, but we're constantly writing more stuff, which is good.
We continue our chat with Tom from OMYO soon and hear their new single, Days With You. But first, this is Lady, as used on the New Look advert campaign.
Yes, I'm just a regular guy, you know, the type you often see. Since I saw your face in the crowded place, I know you're the one for me. But now you're here, yeah, nobody can judge us. Feel excitement in the air. You're the one I want, yeah, my heart is strong. I know I can take you there. Yes, you wanna come home. Yes, you wanna come home. Well, your home is when my heart will lie. No need to hide no more. Can you hear me? Please kiss me one more time. Your love's forever mine. You are my lady, you are my lady. If you're with me, please let this be the time. Bring your body close to mine. You are my lady, you are my lady. You had a moment of time, would you share a talk with me? I keep my nerves away, found the words to say, as one we were meant to be. You're here, yes, nobody can judge us, feel my hands roll through your hair. Yes, my cover's blown when I call your phone, losing you is my only fear. Yes, you wanna come home, yes, you wanna come home. Well, your home is when my heart will lie, no need to lie no more. Can you hear me? Please kiss me one more time. Your love's forever mine. You are my lady, you are my lady. If you're with me, please let this be the time. Bring your body close to mine. You are my lady, you are my lady.
us back to the start. There's a spirit buried deep in the dark. Let it be, let us see and bring us back to the start. Can you hear me? Please kiss me one more time. Your love's forever mine. You are my lady, you are my lady. If you're with me, please let this be the time. Bring your body close to mine. You are my lady, you are my lady. Can you hear me? Please kiss me one more time. Your love's forever mine. You are my lady, you are my lady. If you're with me, please let this be the time. Bring your body close to mine. You are my lady, you are my lady.
That is amazing. I love that. As used on the New Look advert, a track from OMYO called Lady. But the latest single is called Days With You. The video shot in New York. I'm well jealous of those guys.
No. It sounds just like the perfect... It sounds like they're living the dream, aren't they?
Absolutely. And we're going to go back to our conversation now with Tom from OMYO. And we just wondered, really, what is life like on the road? Is it all glamorous?
To be fair, it's me, my manager, and Will, my bandmate. And I quite like it, to be fair. I quite like my own company.
Five-star hotels and, swanky tour buses. Have you got all that?
I spent 2 nights last week on Leicestershire services on the M1 or whatever it is. So.
Wow. How many stars is that, I wonder?
We didn't have a fan in the room, and it was absolutely scorching in the room.
Oh, dear. That could be your demand, then. You know, you hear of sort of rock stars making a demand. Got to have a fan in the room.
We covered 750 miles last weekend, so it was a good weekend travelling.
Brilliant. So you mentioned social media. So would you say YouTube and Instagram and Twitter are your main kind of places, maybe Facebook or...?
Yeah, to be fair, I was quite... So obviously I come out of a university and I didn't really understand the whole, but music industry's advanced so much now and it does evolve a lot around social media and things like that. And Facebook, Instagram, we've constantly got information about us gigs where you can see us, where you can meet us. There's always places on Twitter, posts and stuff, which is saying where you can meet us. And
fantastic.
It's basically just keep producing information where people can actually follow your progress, which a lot of people have been doing.
It's interesting, sort of a change in face of promotion within the music industry. You know, years ago, you didn't have Facebook, you didn't have the internet. So, you know, that's just really revolutionised things for you, isn't it, I imagine?
It's crazy. Like, it's like our audience now, for example, back in the day, you could probably, if you're an English band, you would maybe, cover the UK, for example. But now we can push our music out to say we've got a big presence in Malaysia, Indonesia, all across different continents and stuff, and it's crazy getting the feedback, even America and stuff, and you're not even there, and people are listening to your music and replying. Like, we've got a big presence in Argentina.
Okay,
a couple of rappers want to do a remix of some of our songs.
They're big
artists out there. Like, it's crazy, like how, especially at the moment with like Justin Bieber and stuff, and his new tracks with Puerto Rican bands. Like, it's crazy how much technology can help you out and stuff.
Absolutely, you know, stuff you couldn't even dream about, say, you know, sort of 10, 15 years ago. So what do we find then on your iPad? What sort of stuff do you listen to? Your iPod or however you listen to your music?
At the moment, I don't know, I was quite into The Weeknd for a while, but I don't know, it's weird. I like Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, all the old soul.
Brilliant.
Old sort of music. James Morrison. Music that you can close your eyes and fall asleep and listen to, I think.
Because I guess that's how you're sort of relaxed, you know, just find something to chill out to when you've had a hectic day on the tour or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Like, I saw Tori Kelly last year. She was amazing. JP Cooper, he's amazing.
We saw him on... We went to Top of the Pops. We was in the audience. We was proper fans standing there waving our arms in the air.
His voice is insane, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I love it. I love some of his music, the song he had out last year. Perfect Stranger, wasn't it?
I took Will to O2 in Oxford. I got tickets for £15. There must have been about 25 people in there. And I told him, I was like, this is going to be like the best live performance you'll probably hear. Like, and his voice is insane. Like, if anyone gets a chance, definitely go and see him perform.
Yeah, I totally agree there.
And I've got to ask then, the first record you ever bought, or I say record, the first piece of music you bought as a child, what would that be?
It was Craig David.
Oh, okay.
I love Craig David.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Fan of Craig David.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to ask what day.
I used to actually buy my dad Sam Cooke DVDs for Father's Day, but I used to keep them myself. Oh. I used to play a lot of rugby and stuff, and in the car we used to always listen to Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, so it's always good or decoy to buy it for him but keep it for myself.
You mentioned before about the rugby. Is this something you kind of going into professionally, or?
I was playing county rugby and I played at university, and it was something that I was playing 3-4 days a week, like training, gym and everything, and a lot of broken noses and broken shoulders and doesn't help in the music industry.
So yeah, I was just going to say, you'd never tell from the pictures. So.
Mm. You could be one of those.
If you notice, I wear quite a lot of sunglasses.
Oh, I see.
So you could wear the old plasters like some of the musicians wear. You know,
Nelly.
Yeah, that's it. Nelly with a plaster. You can go down that route. Can become a trademark. So, what inspires you then, as musicians? Where you get inspiration for the music?
I think, I don't know, like, because now we've been doing it independently, I think it's up to us, really. We kind of make our own destiny. There's no one sort of choosing what we do. Like, we kind of make our own rules, and we're working 12, 13-hour days, and people are saying to me, oh, when are you going to get a full-time job and actually start? But, like, this is our full-time job now.
Yeah.
Like, we've committed so much to this, and this is our life. Like, we just need the opportunity, really. That's all it is someone can listen to our music and just give us a chance.
Mm. That's fantastic. And,
I think we deserve it. Like, really, like we've come so far from 3 years, and just need that one opportunity to, you know, showcase ourselves. Really,
yes, just your sort of breakthrough moment. You know, and you're doing all that stuff. You're putting the work in, and you know, like you say, you deserve to get this success.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, speaking to like people like you as well, who actually given us the opportunity to.
You're welcome. I mean, tell us one more time. Tell our listeners one more time about your song.
Days of You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a new single, Days of You, is basically anyone who's ever had, well, mine was more of like a long-distance relationship with my girlfriend. We both left university, and it's that thing where no matter the distance, like, you can always make time for each other. It's the same with everyone in life, like, whether it's your friend or anything. Everyone can relate to it differently. Like, the days you spend with that certain person means that certain way to you. So, yeah, that's why we wrote the song, pretty much.
Oh, excellent. It's really good to sort of hear the story behind the song, and actually to have a song that has a meaning as well. It's brilliant.
That's the thing. There's no right or wrong way. Like, anyone can relate to it in any way. Like, however they listen to it, it's up to them. That's what we like about the song.
Excellent. How do we find out more about you guys? How do we sort of keep up to date, what you're up to?
Yeah, check us out on Facebook. And, we've got loads and loads of stuff coming up. Hopefully, the next couple of months, we've got a few more gigs and stuff coming up, which we'll be putting out in the next few weeks. So, yeah, come check us out. Come and say hello.
Excellent. We're going to play the songs. Yep, we're going to play the song. Do you want to introduce it?
Yep, this is our song, Omeo Music, Days of You. Enjoy.
Just walking to work on time. The only thing on my mind is the time I'm leaving. Best believe me, I want to see her. It seems like it's been too long since I saw you around my home. Won't you hear me? I love you dearly, so lost it kills me. But we need a change, I'm going insane. Just the same old day, get me on that plane. We can't go on and on, can't go on and on. We need a change, I'm losing my brain. Talking on the phone, just talking on the phone. Only thing that gets me through was those days I spent with you. Those days I spent with you. Those days I spent with you. When love is hard to find, how can I be so blind to let you leave me? Constant dreaming, words won't heal me. Still waiting outside your door, a place we both called home. I'm sorry, baby. My only lady. But we need a change. I'm going insane. Just the same old day. Get me on the plane. We can't go on and on. Can't go on and on. We need a change. I'm losing my mind. Talking on the phone. Just talking on the phone. The only thing that
just talking on the phone. The only thing that gets me through is those days I spend with you. 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 Those days I spend with you.
OMY and Days With You. So great, wasn't it, to have a conversation with Tom from the band. And I can't believe that video filmed in New York.
Yeah, I mean, brilliant. Really nice guys and really great song. So, yeah.
Absolutely. If you want to find out more about the band, it's OMY, OMYO Music.
You're forgetting the
O. OMYO Music. .com. All the videos and all the bits and pieces are on there. And they're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Coming out of a great part of the world as well, Oxford. I bet there's a great music scene around there of the university and everything else going on. So do check them out and let's see where they go from here. But great to talk to Tom on the programme today.